A movie is put together using millions of individual images or frames. A movie poster tries to convey all those frames with only one image. Sometimes that image is the same no matter where you are in the world, but sometimes the poster used here is not the same as the one promoting the film in other countries. A new book looks at the international marketing of movies through their posters. It's called Translating Hollywood, and it's by collector Sam Sarowitz. Now, Mark Batty Publisher, which put out this book, Translating Hollywood, The World of Movie Posters, came up with this idea, and they came to you and said, would you do the book? And they came to you because you are a collector of movie posters. Why did you get into this particular area of things to collect? What fascinates you about movie posters from around the world specifically?
Initially, I was just interested in movie posters, primarily U.S. posters. But the real eye-opener was when I was introduced to Polish posters. I was at a show, and I can still remember the dealer who had them, and it was just like a breath of fresh air, and I was hooked. And I was hooked not only on Polish posters, but just on interesting and dynamic designs. And it really opened my eyes to the world of graphic design in movie posters.
Well, it just so happens that one of the posters I wanted to ask you about is for Cabaret, and the particular poster that you have in your book is from Poland. Now, the American poster for Cabaret, which some of our listeners might recall, has kind of a very glitzy Broadway aesthetic with black background, letters with dots that might be stage lights. But in Poland, the poster features a swastika that's composed of Liza Minnelli's stockinged legs, and in the middle of the swastika is Joel Grey's face. Before you comment on these two ways of selling and seeing the movie Cabaret, let's listen first to the U.S. trailer to get another sense of the somewhat neutral marketing of Cabaret in America.
This was Germany in the early 30s.
Hello, stranger.
Full of life and love.
Now, having never seen the Polish trailer to the movie Cabaret, let's just talk about the poster. Why did the Poles deal head-on with this kind of Nazi political context of Cabaret? And the Americans kind of viewed it more as a love story in pre-war Berlin.
It's pretty typical for the benign designs and very middle-of-the-road representations that are typical of many American posters. It's a great choice they made, Marco, and it's one that I had picked out myself. Because the Polish poster for Cabaret is probably the most known single Polish movie poster. I mean, I like the American poster. It's a nice poster. But which poster really captures the film and the essence of it? And the Polish poster much more so and stands alone as really a piece of art.
Is there a movie for which the posters you found extremely different and almost surprisingly different depending on the countries where they were marketed?
Well, I think a good example would be The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock's movie, for how radically different they can be. The American poster shows Tippi Hedren being attacked by the birds, and it shows Alfred Hitchcock on the side, and it has a quote from him at the top, "It could be the most terrifying motion picture I have ever made," and with his signature. And then you go from that to the Polish poster, which has got this skull with wings flying right at you, and the word Pataki, which is Polish for birds, just repeated over and over and over again. And then above it, we also have the poster from Czechoslovakia. They incorporated a painting from Max Ernst, which is this very, very disturbing, surreal image of this figure with a bloodied head. You know, a much more literal take from the American posters, which again is typical and much more atmospheric and out there designs from Eastern Europe.
Sam, is there something that you learned that you concluded after working on this book that you hadn't really considered before working on this book, after kind of comparing and contrasting all these different ways of marketing American movies around the world?
Well, just the more I delved into it, the more I just realized that things do tend to get watered down, and the posters, at least, are generally much less interesting than most of the rest of the world, which seems to be less interested in the marketing and in playing up the stars of the film necessarily, and more interested in the graphics as well as conveying the essence of the film.
Sam Sarowitz is author of the new book, Translating Hollywood, The World of Movie Posters. He's also owner of the Posteritati Gallery Collection in New York. We have a slideshow of posters at theworld.org. Sam, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Marco. It's a pleasure.